Five.
This is our first thing.
Well, yes, I'm getting to it.
So be proper about it.
I am being proper about it. I am being respectful.
You are not.
I want all of this.
He was so dismissive of what I just did there. What,
four.
Like, seriously?
Three.
I'm going to fight you.
Two.
This will be the intro.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
This is David. And welcome to another episode of Lemire Fears. And to our YouTube viewers, welcome. Shalom.
Bienvenuto.
Bienvenue, hola.
Skol.
Skol.
Bonjour.
What it do to our urban viewers.
Hi.
Wow.
What's, no, even better. What's popping?
That's right.
Exactly.
Anyway. Assistance. I'm one of the many hosts here. David Strange. Along with me, to my right, is...
Ashley. Alexis, either or, doesn't matter. AC, we do Sanctum of the Dark Flame.
Our sister podcast, in which you can absolutely check them out on Anchor FM and all other places in which you tune in.
That's
your
right,
podcast.
And our very own YouTube channel.
Olay.
I love how like your initials are AA and we're all drinking.
Keep drinking.
Olay.
Experience it.
Oh,
and to her left, her right.
My right,
her
is
right.
Another A to add on to the AAA or triple A. Well, it's another AC. We got two. Cheers.
Two ACs in the building. Y'all are just too
frequent
so
guest.
Cool.
Adam Carini, also known as Graphic Mercenary. I do a lot of art for synthwave and metal.
So we have him on regularly. Now, to that gentleman's right. Describe yourself, sir.
I'm just a limousine riding, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, son of a gun.
No, woo!
Oh, God. I'm Imani Wilson, one of the co-hosts of this lovely fucking podcast.
See, we got it, man. We got
that shit. And yes, thank you. Welcome, 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 welcome. And to my right, another esteemed host that we love so dearly so. And have had on the podcast. This is what, your second time?
Second time. Yeah,
okay.
We got our second time.
Yeah, second time on the podcast. Introduce yourself.
Proper. Spencer, Jew bastard, I get inebriated and give wisdom.
I give wisdom. On the sauce.
Well, I guess I should take over. And to my left,
the sauce.
And to my left, we have the chief.
Chief Beef.
Oh, Master Chief.
The Chief! Oh, will you be known
so
simply as the
Chief?
Chief?
Chief.
There you go, the Chief. Long live the Chief.
Yeah, the forgotten one.
Oh my God.
Master Chief.
All right, Exodia.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Fucking God.
I never had all of
them.
Perfect. Never had
all of them. Never sensual. Oh, earthly. Goddess.
It's just me.
Fucking gorgeous.
It's Evie.
And then to her left.
Last but not least, me.
The proprietor.
Me.
Krebs Supreme.
The proprietor of Slurpee Ladle.
The Thriller in Manila.
The Slurpee Bucket. The Slurpee Bucket. A new business venture we're going to be discussing soon.
The Sloppy Bucket.
The Art Maven in your motherfucking haven. Also known as the Haitian Sensation. Haiti. Sweeping the nation.
Kid Haiti.
That's not my name.
He's like, that's not
if somebody me. Calls me that, I will curse you out. I will do it.
Don't approach this man on the street and say that, please, dear God, or at any of his shows. Just don't do that. Just say, hey, Supreme Ash, whatever.
My name's Ash. Nice to meet y'all. Glad y'all tuning in. Enjoy the shit.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Like it a lot.
So, good, Strange, you're the MC for this particular festivity.
Alright, so how's everyone's week been?
Mine's been terrible. It's only Wednesday. I started on Wednesday. How are you? I'm not cool. It's all good.
We like to support our members here at Lemire Fears, just like we like to support the ex-cons coming out.
Insert drama music.
From jail.
Bum, bum, bum.
And one made his debut on Twitter this past weekend.
Oh, God.
Friend of the show, OJ Simpson.
We love him so.
That's right, we love him so. Has made his own Twitter. And on behalf of everyone here, I thought we should...
Who legally gave him the advice to make his own Twitter? I just want to meet the
person. Listen, he was found not guilty. He can do whatever he wants at this point.
I think they just get bored at some point.
That's what it is. That's not to mention it's another venture for him for money. Because I know... I mean, sure, he gets the pension from the NFL because he's a former NFL player. He gets that pension, but still.
Yeah, wasn't he fucking in jail recently?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was in jail recently. So
for robbery, and it didn't violate the rules.
So you let the juice be loose.
What the hell is he robbing for?
He
let the juice run loose.
Yes, the juice is loose. And frankly, for everyone here, I thought we should give him like a helping hand, support him a little bit.
Now, the last time I thought I was going to say let the juice run loose is with R. Kelly.
Oh no.
Like, that was like literally fresh out the kitchen. Oh my god.
Let's continue because he was squeezing a lemony flavor.
Yes.
Oh. He's underage. Definitely into that mellow yellow.
It wasn't ripe.
No, it wasn't.
Not ripe.
It was a little underage. Didn't develop. Didn't let it ripe
that fast. He likes Nick Jr.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Nick Jr. is just for me.
Little yeah. Something in the background. That's
you're playing with my fucking life!
Yeah, he left face in more than one way.
After R. Kelly got locked in, he has to be transferred to the juvenile facility.
Wow.
You heard it
first. I'm waiting for that, like, hi, face here, you fucking rapist.
Oh my god.
I bet he got a lot of practice watching face on Nickelodeon. Practice how to aim. Anyway.
So, what's going on with our friend?
That's right.
Use.
So, you know, I decided to give him a message for support. He wants to give Twitter a stab and see if it'll be a runaway success. And if it fails, he won't have anything to be guilty for because he knows he did all he could to take what was his. And I think that is the perfect way to support our friend.
He's our friend.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. Who said?
I was friends with OJ.
Who said that you would be our representative on the podcast? I did.
Don't kill that white girl. What are you doing?
I didn't okay, OJ. I didn't okay, OJ.
Mm-mm. A lot of people didn't okay OJ, but you know what? That's okay, because we okayed OJ.
I mean you're rubber stamping.
Look, we're just doing our part.
Well, you know, real quick then.
Look, we're just doing our part.
So, AC, okay? I know you have your thing with, like, serial killers. I mean, come on. I know I'm not the weird person. It's like everyone's got at least a favorite serial killer. You got one.
This isn't a serial killer. He just killed two people.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So at least a favorite killer, at least. Because I got my favorite. It was just one. I thought BTK was pretty fucked up. And it was kind of weird because he blended in as like, hey, I'm just your everyday, camp counselor, Percy C. Church. But I'm doing some strange shit in my house in my spare time. But he was dumb for sending letters.
Look, that Dahmer fella, he's real interesting. I mean,
yeah, this is what I was just going to touch on with AC.
Look, he wanted a little Chinese and he got it. What?
What?
Dahmer was into ethnic food.
Let's just say, if there was an international convention,
that's right.
He would have been the head of it.
He's like international.
He knows what IHOP really means.
International House of Pancakes.
Whoops.
That's fucked up.
So what about Dahmer? I mean,
overall, ever serial killer was H.H. Holmes.
All right. So he's got.
No, I take that back. Best serial killer, Jim Jones.
He did it.
Well, he did.
Everyone drank the Kool-Aid.
He did do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He did mass kill people, we're talking serial killer. We're talking intention. There are huge differences.
I think that counts as intention.
It's true. He manipulated people to go to South America and live with him.
That is true. Didn't he do that bullshit in Guyana?
Yeah.
Fucking
Jonestown.
Jonestown.
He convinced the senator to call out, check what was going on, and killed the fucking senator.
That's right, and that is the only time a sitting senator has ever been assassinated.
Exactly.
The only time.
He's dumb.
Africa, we're doing it first.
Wow. Whoa. He said, whoa. He's like, this is getting dark. He's like, it's getting dark. He's getting dark. Getting Vanta Black now. Getting dark.
Hashtag, he's getting dark. Oh, I love Vanta Black.
He's like, getting Vanta Black in. I mean, shit.
But what were we originally going to talk about? Referring to Jabba.
Oh, yeah, no. I figured everyone at least had a favorite, like, serial killer. I mean, or at least not a favorite serial killer. I mean, a favorite killer in general. I know that's fucked up.
In general. I mean, Iceman.
There you go.
The Iceman.
Ever since
he
came out in the comic books, he's really been going on a
rant. There are two recent, in our time, killer celebrities that I want to focus on. One of them is
the Power Ranger.
No, he only killed one person. That was his roommate.
But he killed him with a sword.
I'm talking about one serial killer and then one killer.
Okay.
The Grim Sleeper.
Yes, in L.A. and Compton, yes.
Yeah, I want to talk about Gypsy Rose in Missouri, which a lot of serial killers happen to come from.
Okay.
But...
Fucking Misery.
Misery, right? But the Grim Sleeper, he was active, I believe, from the early to mid-80s up until 2016.
I think recently. Yeah,
2016. And he killed well over... I believe 100 women. Oh,
he was busy.
Specifically women.
Yeah.
And this was in L.A.
This was in Compton.
Compton, okay.
So he was in the hood just
fucking. Yeah, he was in the hood. He was in the hood just.
It was disgusting.
I'll just show you the whole thing.
Yeah, it's
Machiavelli.
It's disgusting. You should see. This guy was able to get away with so much.
So what was his shtick? I mean, just to be brief.
Well, he got... Drove a nice, decent car, went, picked up prostitutes in bad areas that he lived in, he lived right next to. He didn't have to go more than like 10 or 20 miles away from where he fucking lived, okay? Murdered tons of women. I'm almost 100% sure from what I remember. There are scattered cases from around that area that relate to him, but focus on the women in that area, raped, murdered, killed them, disposed of them, garbage, trash, literally threw them in a dumpster.
A few of them got away.
Yes.
A few of them got away. But the cops didn't believe them because they were drug-addicted hookers.
They were African-American prostitutes.
Yes. And if you...
Mostly.
Yes. And
mostly.
If you know the wrong here, if you are a black woman... They're not doing shit for you.
If you're a prostitute, they're not doing shit for you.
If you're a drug addict, you're not doing shit for you. And if you're all three, you're mighty duck fucked. So that's why the serial killer was able to go on for years. Because they were all three.
I'm going to say, the mighty ducks.
Yeah.
So, he was one of them. That is recent. That's our time.
And he might have more of a body count, too.
Oh, absolutely.
He might have more of a body count.
Was he caught?
He was caught.
Yeah, he was caught.
So who was he? Was he like a police officer?
No, he was a random old man. No,
he was just like a dude in his late 50s, early 60s.
So just a creeper.
Everybody
like
knew him.
Creeper.
He had a couple different wives. He has children. Kind of like a Ted Bundy deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And plus except he had... in the projects of South Compton.
Oh, South Central.
That's what he... Or South Central. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what...
Yeah, like that South LA.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's funny, because he had
very
friends.
Bad area. Very poor. Very misfortuned area.
Yes. It's funny, because he had friends that knew... Well, he's doing some nefarious shit, but, you know, we didn't say anything.
Yep. Multiple friends. If you
As it come down to, they were all nice guys in the community.
Right.
Pretty much.
Unfortunately, that's a common problem.
John Wayne Gacy.
That's right.
Well, he was
It's always that guise of just like being able to fly
under
the radar.
This guy takes the cake in a way that you don't even know. This guy takes the cake over decades. Over tens of people. Over...
Because
dozens of people. We're talking dozens and dozens and dozens
congratulate him.
Of people.
Because the police
but
didn't care.
The whole thing is, the reason he got away with it so long is exactly...
The police didn't
the
care.
The area you grew up in and lived in.
Yeah, the police didn't care. Like, until it got to a point where they had to care. and they were embarrassed.
Well, if you think about it, we finally crossed that path over the past 3 years where people have to actually give a shit about no matter what community it is.
Yeah.
Between all the police brutality and everything else, that finally they get a voice. Should have happened a while ago.
Right.
But it's way too fucking, you know, it's now.
So there's that case, and then there is this interesting case, the case of Gypsy Rose, which, like I said before, happened in Missouri. She was a girl who her mom, Didi Chalandre, or I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but she spent most of her life in a wheelchair, being abused by her mother.
Oh, I know this case. I know this case. Okay.
Yes.
I know what you're
This happened
about.
In 2015.
Yeah.
She was arrested with her boyfriend, who suffers from, I believe,
He's a minor on the spectrum. He's a minor on the spectrum.
Okay, so he was autistic, and they both collectively murdered her mother. She didn't actually kill her mom. Her boyfriend did. She apparently convinced him to kill her mother. And they just did an entire show on Hulu called The Act. And it's all about that. Dr. Phil did a whole special on her.
I also think she just got married as well.
She did just get married.
Yeah, she just got married behind bars.
She just got married.
Which is different. I don't know why the fuck they let you do that. Like, oh, you're in for life, but I mean, just get hit.
She's not in for life. She only got 10 years.
Oh.
10 years.
Yeah, she'll be released at 33.
Remember, she didn't kill her mother. She convinced someone else to kill her mother.
Yep, exactly.
So was that like, what, conspiracy, basically?
No, not exactly. They left a trail of evidence.
Oh, okay.
A disgusting amount of evidence.
These weren't masterminds at play.
No.
My understanding was she was abused.
Like
she
her
was
mom
abused.
Was trying to pass her off as special.
As being really sick.
Sick
yeah.
And
making
she
her
was,
sick.
She was,
apparently had leukemia.
But
yeah.
where it goes to the sickest part is that her mother was such a great manipulator in doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the fucking whole Munchausen syndrome.
Yeah.
That she'd say, oh, fucking, I have leukemia. And they actually gave her fucking chemo treatment.
But that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was the Munchausen.
The
stuff from the Munchausen. That's what it was.
Yeah, Munchausen.
And that's the
that's
reason
the
why they
part.
Gave her the lesser sentence.
People
like,
give
well,
her prescriptions.
Yeah.
The mother was such a great manipulator.
She's literally fucking brainwashing her and making her sick and saying, yeah, she's sick. Help her. Be there for her.
How much of that, yes, was the mom. But at a certain age, and
if you're
most of these medications,
yeah, pretty much.
Most of the medications, most of the drugs given to her, wouldn't affect her long term like that. She did know up to a certain point.
Hmm.
I understand that, and then she neglected it. But think about it, this fucking kid, whatever the fuck
not
his name was,
Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, no, the kid, the boyfriend, or whatever.
Oh,
that
Nick.
Was the first contact of outside attention she had.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
He was the first to make contact because she had experience. Well, she had messages with other people before he actually made the.
She actually had physical sex with other people before she met him.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Because the other story was that he was the first.
That's what I've read from the news articles that I found. Do I know that they're 100% true? If I base what I'm talking about off of the Hulu show, no. She wasn't sexually active beforehand. But I went ahead and I looked at things beforehand, and apparently she had had sexual interactions beforehand. Maybe not sex acts, like vaginal... All right. The dick going into the machine.
Penetration.
Rocket launching.
I don't know if that exactly happened beforehand, but I do know that there were sexual situations beforehand. With,
I'm sure whether her choice or fucking someone else, she was definitely taking advantage of.
Yeah, and I think, well, you don't think so?
She was underage reaching out to these men, though.
She was going on dating websites. Well, if she's in a
wheelchair, how does she have the fucking time when she's surrounded by her mother all the time?
She didn't need a wheelchair. She never needed a wheelchair. That's the point.
I just feel if her mother controlled her, she would know all the time when she's coming in and leaving the house.
That's the point is, she knew her mom was controlling her.
So weird serial killers, Munchausen, and more. This is a fun show.
It's great for the children. It's a great show for the children to watch.
It is.
Episode 1, Munchausen.
Munchausen by proxy.
You learn everything from us.
You learn everything from us about our favorite serial killers, O.J. Simpson. And how finally, after years, how we started to dominate basketball. How we started to dominate... football. We're finally dominating the area of serial killing.
We're getting up there.
We're
making it as a people. And that's the positive.
I mean, the thing is, you definitely don't want to go ahead and hand off those marks.
Because my
thing is, this Black History Month was a little...
This Black History Month was a disaster.
A little fucked up. We're going to look at the 2019 Black History Month and just cancel it. We'll say for 2020, we'll do a lot better.
Yeah.
Because between the Jussie Smollett shit, and the R. Kelly shit, and everything else going on and around that time, it just wasn't the best album.
No,
so, you know, nah.
That shit shouldn't fucking matter because I don't think it was seen as race or anything. It was seen as predators.
Oh yeah. It was definitely people taking advantage in their situations. Absolutely, but unfortunately,
it happened during Black History Month,
and these were gentlemen of color and well-to-do positions in entertainment and media. So it's just a bad look and representation. Yeah, it's a bad.
Yeah,
no, it's I get where you're coming from, but I think honestly, when both this didn't happen, they looked at him as a gay man and a past fucking pedophile from the past shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean the fucked up thing is we in the Black community were going like, so kind of rough is happening during Black History Month, but I mean, we're going to get through it, you know? I mean, you know, we still got like, cuz you think in February, this is always a conspiracy, and we're going to fucking have a conspiracy pod. God damn it. The conspiracy of Black History Month. Yeah. Do you realize in every week in a Black History Month there's a notable event that makes you fucking overlook Black History Month as a whole? You have the Super Bowl, you have the Grammys, you have the Academy Awards, and I think you have, like, one more fucking event. Which one am I not thinking of? It's not NASCAR. It's another, like, sport or something along those lines.
All-Star NBA.
All-Star, there you go, with NBA weekend. So, literally, you have all of these events that happen for popular media that make you totally just say, ah, fuck, Black History Month. You think about it, you look like, for example, right now, this is Pride Month. We're all in it. We're all celebratory with folks of the LGBTQ and additional add-ons community. It's everywhere. But when it comes to Black History Month, it's kind of like, cool. But the Super Bowl, the Patriots versus up, and then it's like, the Black History
my
Month.
Birthday.
You know what?
It's
you're
like, oh, cool.
Right.
But the Academy Awards are happening. Blah 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 blah. Blah and Lady Gaga. And it's like, but Black History Month. That's cool. But guess who's winning in the Grammys? Guess what they wore? So. I always thought that was interesting.
It's very, very
interesting. It's very convenient that happens. And, of course, the fact that we get on the
shortest month of the year.
Coldest month of the fucking year in good old February. So, it's interesting. It's very interesting. And why fucking February, dude? Like, did you ever find out in school why February?
That's good.
Like, that's weird.
I think Juneteenth.
Juneteenth just passed.
I think that... Really? June.
It should be for fucking June. It honestly fucking should. I mean, granted, the NBA Finals may be around that time, but still, it's better than every fucking weekend there being a major media event. So, in conclusion, for me to get off my soapbox, all I'm saying is I look forward, at least on this podcast, to having further conspiracy pods. 9/11 was a setup. Excuse me. I just want to go ahead and say
Bush
that now.
Did it.
Bush did it. As a native New Yorker, broke my heart, but I know it was a fucking fix. That building fell, and you can look across the street right now. Century 21 still there, and it's still too fucking overpriced. Amen.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I got to say.
It is.
So, like I say, that's it. So, yeah. Now I want to go ahead and go about for the roundabout sections where everybody takes their moment to go ahead and offer their sentiments. I know David Strange has a riveting story that he wants to get into. So I want to go ahead and start from this way and work ourselves over. I mean, I'm pretty much good. So
Spence, you ready to go? You want to roll?
Yeah, you absolutely have your platform. Just please just go easy on us. We're ready to hear your heartfelt sentiments. There you go. Okay, kid. Say what you gotta say.
Random most recent moment. I was in Vegas on business. Having a good time and everything. Win money. I won $800 on betting the right order in the basketball draft. Trying to enjoy a drink at the bar. Everything. Who comes up to me? A fucking hooker that looks like she's fucking 80 years old.
Looks like she's Jim Jones.
With a 20-year-old body. And trying to get on me for my money.
Oh. Kill faction.
First
so
of all.
I cut her off in the fat, plain and simple, and asked her if she came with Vaseline.
That was my highlight. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Thank you. How long you done?
Did you get a fucking Vaseline?
Well done.
It is Jew Bastard Gold.
Well done.
It's pretty fantastic.
Adam,
I think that's all you mean. Did you get a Vaseline? I think what's more fucked up than that is I bet the first round and ordering $1,800 in the fucking whole draft.
My man. AC, number two. What you got for us?
Come back.
Got you. Yeah. AC number one. What you got for us? What you got for me?
I got a whole lot of nothing.
Cool. So then it'll be like a Seinfeld episode. So I'll be I'll be the Jerry to your Elaine. Go ahead. Except we didn't do that weird day thing.
I mean, I've got a lot, but I got nothing for you right now.
Nothing?
Same.
I think it's ready for my. Partner in crime.
Oh, you're passing it over.
Yeah,
to Terrence?
My cheeks are sweet.
All right, center stage, baby. Scared. Step up.
Look, I have a story about me getting screwed by some cheap bastard. So essentially, I do.
Was he Jewish?
No, he wasn't.
Did he at least come up to you and say, "Did you come with Vaseline?"
No.
How dare you?
So I do photography.
How dare?
Story.
One of my many talents.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, Jeray has a friend that wants to take photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine. So, so I talked to him. I asked him, on the advice of Imani here, what was his budget and what was he trying to do? He was trying to get headshots. He wants headshots for his portfolio because he's an actor.
Oh, God.
And guess what his budget was to work with? $30. That's right. He wanted
$350.
He wanted yes.
About $350.
He wanted to pay me $30 to take headshots.
Dude, I tell you exactly what you should have done. This is my quick chime, and you should have said, "All right, cool. We'll come Central Park. We'll do a nice setup near Waterfall." I would have literally been like, "Cool. So need a deposit at $30. All right, great." Went right in my pocket with my phone. Hold on a second. Hold on. One more. I'll see you Monday. That's exactly what I would have done for him. $30 is exactly what the fuck you earned. That's not even an hour. Not even an hour. Because think about NJ Transit. NJ Transit already going out there is like $13. So that's already half his fucking
budget.
Not
even. Because it's even more now.
And then you have to then take the MTA both ways, which is like $275. So that's another $5. So we're almost $20 just in transportation.
Alone. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm on my Instagram, my photography Instagram. And I'm just scrolling. Didn't have any content for that week, so I'm just, okay, let's see what everyone else is up to in this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scrolling by, and guess who I see yet again on my page. But this time he has something different. I'm thinking about having a birthday party on a cruise. Who wants to join me and party with the birthday boy? Now, you want to pay me $30 for a group of headshots, and yet you can afford to pop bottles on a goddamn cruise for your birthday.
What does this prick look like?
Yeah. Need his face.
Yeah.
And need his hair.
Does he have a punchable face?
So, out of curiosity, I'm like, you know what? I was mad. I was upset. But I decided to message
you him. You had righteous indignation.
I decided to message him to see, hey, maybe his station in life changed. Maybe he has more money. Maybe I shouldn't fly off the handle like this, you know? So I get back to him, and I tell him my normal price. He takes a minute, and he says, I can do 40. So I'm like, you know what? We're done. We're done.
But hey,
we're done.
He tried to up his budget
by $10.
Wait, what are your regular rates?
What's your regular rate?
That's right. Let the folks know in case they need to go ahead and add your Insta.
My name's David.
Insert promotional music.
And I know that.
It's not your name.
Everyone, shut up. I know that everyone. I know that everyone's looking for a photographer for certain events like homecoming, prom, headshots, photographing a dead body for a crime scene. I'm your man.
Or for a funeral DVD.
That's right, for a funeral DVD. Matter of fact, me and Imani got you for that. If you need funeral photography.
The Brothers Grimm LLC.
That's right, man. That's right. That's
he's
right,
snap him, I shoot him. That's either right, way, baby. It's dead on.
That's right. We're dead accurate. All right? We'll get the perfect shot. We'll have him standing stiff.
The final shot.
That's right. My rates usually go like this. I charge $130 for a 3-hour shoot. Right? Is that too high?
No, I'm messing with you. No, go ahead. That's fine. That's fine.
Right? If you cannot pay me in full, I will do something in exchange of service.
We got payment plans, baby.
Not, no, it's not. Don't listen to these two. Don't listen to these two, okay?
He's like, well, maybe he can make it worth. Oh, wow. I'll
do something in exchange.
Oh, he is. Boy, you sure do want them headshots.
Wow.
Exactly.
Starts taking the chains off his pants.
You know what?
Shoes, chains. How you want this darkness?
Boom! Funny, that's what Supreme said to his bitches. What bitches?
He's like, they don't call me David Strange for nothing.
That's right, and they don't call him bitches.
No, but get back on the point where you said, if you can't pay in full, I'll do something for you.
I will take something in trade, okay?
So you'll barter or you'll accept payment plans. This man, you can pay him in cash, you can PayPal him, you can
Not cryptocurrency, because that shit's stupid to me, all
no,
right?
No, bitch, it's a booming enterprise. You better accept the new digital fucking lords.
That
you
thing is
going to,
the floor is going to fall off of my
No, it's
okay.
not.
Yes,
I'm riding that train. That is my train to Panama.
From under it.
I'm going to retire with a fucking straw hat.
But
I'm going to chill and have land.
$40 is...
Crypto.
But anyway, $40 is not enough, okay? I have to account for travel time, if you want edits, how many prints you want, if you want prints.
Taxes, bitch, because
that's in your $130 fee.
Huh?
So that's in your $130 fee, travel, all that shit.
Yeah, because I try to be like...
Because when you break it down simply, $40, you could have given him an hour, 3 hours, $130.
You could have, yeah.
You didn't stipulate
Truthfully,
that it was a travel fee.
You're being very fair.
I mean, truthfully, yes, but at the very same time, no. If you want headshots, you most likely want them done in the studio. And
yes,
there's also
with
studio
proper lighting.
Fees. There's also photo retouching, you know, processing, taxes. So, yes,
right.
There are a bunch of things and intricacies that come with that you're not getting for fucking $40. And most people that do have that have an hour minimum. So, your minimum would be like 3 hours.
Yes.
In that sense. So, he'd have to come... He'd have to come do maybe a couple outfit changes. So ultimately,
because this guy wants to be an actor.
Yeah,
so he wants to do outfit changes.
Yeah, they have a whole portfolio.
Yes.
So ultimately, this guy stiffed you, and fuck him since he still wants to pop bottles like P. Diddy on boats somewhere in like a marina or you know,
he made the right decision.
I wasn't gonna say that because that's.
I mean, I have three people that want
to
shoot
you go.
Me. Just don't waste my time.
That's right.
So don't respond to the comment.
I didn't respond like, you know what,
he
I'm
cut
doing.
Him off and you realize that not all gun, all money is good money.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
That's right.
You, Chiefy, what you got for me?
Nothing much. I just discovered something recently.
Oh, Jesus Christ, not this.
Yo, please, if he needs a mic, he can grab one of these free mics.
Don't encourage him.
Speak. Go ahead and speak. Speak comfortably so we can hear it on the mics.
I was at my great uncle's funeral, whatever. We were talking. Like, who's been to Florida? We're all talking, who's been to Florida? I said, I haven't. Oh, you haven't? You go to the family reunion? I said, what family reunion? I didn't know anything about a family reunion. Oh, yeah,
yes, you did. Went?
No, I didn't. I never knew.
Yes, you did.
There's a reunion that nobody told me about.
Oh, my God, we told you about it.
That happened 18 years ago that nobody told me. No one in the family told me.
The year was 2001.
And I'm going to say, we've actually had an episode, maybe a full-length episode about this reunion. David has talked about it. I'm calling his brother out. Yeah. I'm assuming.
No. It wasn't a reunion. It was a
AC
funeral.
AC is stirring the pot. This is good.
It was a funeral going down south. It was a funeral that happened before the family reunion.
Yes, thank you. Get your story
Spence, you can hand me that mug, please?
But I never knew about the family reunion. It happened the...
You knew you, about the family reunion.
The weekend of 9/11. It happened.
Yes.
But nobody...
Yeah, everyone
actually.
Well, how much does it have to suck at a family reunion after the funeral?
No. So here's the funny thing.
Gotcha.
This was a funeral. Right. I'm sure we told you about.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. You're misremembering.
You motherfuckers. Anyway, no. I was about to say.
Anyway,
you motherfuckers didn't say anything.
I mean, we told you that shit. All right.
No, you didn't.
You the one that didn't listen.
No.
Because, you know, the CFT is good. Okay, God damn.
Sibling rivalry.
It's like, you told me. Yes, I did. No, you did. Yes, I did. Somebody tell this damn story.
Yeah.
Y'all on the clock.
I'm not even saying that's just you.
Y'all on the clock. Anyway, I know Evie got some tea and Supreme got some shit to say. That man need to get it out of
system. I didn't know anything about it.
AC and I just sitting here sipping our drinks with our pinkies up being dignified.
So anyway.
You say you stirred up a little bit?
I think it might. Yes. I don't know. Your memory hasn't been that good lately, man.
I'll live with you.
As they're both arguing.
You might have said, hey, I don't want to go this time. I have work.
All right, you motherfuckers. Your time is now past.
Anyway,
you have exceeded your point. You have 60 seconds. Approach.
Anyway, so.
Story.
No, shut the fuck up. You had your turn.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Don't give me that shit.
Let Chief go.
Jerry himself.
I don't give a fuck.
Jerry himself is coming.
Jerry.
Put your name in Spencer. All right, you bastard.
Punch him in the face.
It's amazing.
In the face.
Why is my dog distraught?
Because he's upset, too. He's upset.
Okay, it's Sunday, bro. Let's pass over.
Wow, I like that.
I like that. Yeah,
there's no pain.
It hurts.
I feel your pain. I do.
It hurts.
Evie, what you got for us? Because the Brother Strange seemed to debate the facts of this. Yes.
My only tea, which I will repeat every time, is don't fucking die and stay in New Jersey without a will.
Oh. Yeah,
because my saga is
continuing. Say it again.
Lord. Do not die in the state of fucking New
and
Jersey.
Guess what? As a piggyback to that, as you know, with Limit Your Fears lore, because we have lore, I am immortal in the state of fucking New Jersey, so it will be fine.
It will be fine for you.
I'm going to die but somewhere fucking exotic shit. Like Minnesota. It's going to be dope as fuck.
No! Wisconsin!
This whole experience has caused me to come up with the business idea of being a traveling notary.
Nice.
That's a good business.
I will come to you.
Awesome.
Notarize paper. It can be a letter bit simply.
You can call it Nomad Notary. And now, once again, I want my...
4%.
Fucking 4%.
Are you?
I gotta do this for the kids, man. That 4% ain't for me, it's for the kids. That's what I'm doing it for.
4% for my slushy business.
That's right.
Our Nomad Notary. Our slushy business. Slip in the bucket. We got you.
It's not banging on trash cans, banging on buckets.
That's right. We're gonna give the slurpees out in a ladle, in a cup.
And also because you're black, you're gonna have your license to sell before Becky calls the cops on you.
That's right, we will.
Well, let's hope there's no Becky's. I dated a Becky.
Yeah?
Let's talk about that.
Was Becky a pain in the ass?
She was awful.
I think I've never met a Becky.
No, I've never met a Becky. No one wants to meet a Becky. But...
Because even worse, because then you go from Becky, yeah, and then it's short for like Rebecca, Becca.
Are you officially a notary in New Jersey?
This is going to be something that I'm
future plan
working towards.
Nomad notary.
This is bullshit.
Nomad notary.
No, you don't understand how many times I've had to go.
No,
to,
because
like
I would need you right now.
Like,
I need you right now if you're like a notary. Seriously. Like, I would pay you right now. I'd throw you, like, whatever you ask, whatever your fee is. I'd throw that to you right now. I had a notary come over for, like, I believe it was 10 minutes, $80. Done.
Yep. That's literally what I would do.
Yeah, because that's like as you see right now with the scripts tonight, if you were notary public, you could easily be like, hey, bam, it's notarized. Done. Again, no man notary.
Contract's
over. But yeah.
But it's just with everything that I have been dealing with, the fact they'll be like, hey, sign this paper, cool, get it notarized, and I'm like,
right.
Now I have to travel from wherever I was to a
notary public,
and
yeah.
Then by the time I go back, they're like, oh, well, you're out of the queue, so you have to wait till tomorrow. Oh, wait, joke's on you, we're closed. So it's like, I have to start the whole process the next week, and it's just the amount of
you
waste of time in the state of New Jersey.
You could have paid somebody to come, now.
But I didn't know the times I would need a notary. It would be times you'd be like, oh, you need to come and do paperwork.
You need all the people there at once. Now,
yeah.
I'm getting divorced, and I'm almost fully divorced, just waiting for, like, court. Had a notary let me go to their house, then a notary came to me, and vice versa, a few different times. Really fucking easy.
Yeah.
Useful as fuck.
Useful thing to have. So that is my tip. Don't fucking die in state of New
Jersey. You should do that.
A memoir is coming in a couple years from now.
Memoir
by
Evie.
Bullshit.
If you literally had a memoir, don't die in the state of New Jersey, and it just had to outline the state and then just like a bunch of little fucking pimp.
Yeah.
Well, just don't forget Chungus.
You're like the Grim Reaper of hope.
Yeah,
right.
But Chungus loves
I've come to kill you in despair.
It's like,
yes.
It's like, I'm letting you know to settle your business. Like, even if you got to go over to GWB and you got to just call it quits in the great state of New York, do what you got
to
do.
I go over the GWB to
awesome.
Get to my dick appointment.
That's exactly what the fuck I want to do. I'm sorry, I missed that.
That's a dedicated appointment. It is very important.
It's like my mom was like, huh? Damn. Pardon? I beg your pardon.
Bless my heart.
Supreme.
Bless that
undercarriage.
Bless your heart.
Well,
land of Goshen.
Here we go.
Reach on over. Chungus got up with you. He
it's,
was like,
it's,
yo,
it's,
hold
it,
on.
It's almost
God.
Like in
the
Pokemon when the Dragon Knight appears through
yep.
the fog.
Yep.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen,
like
get ready
Dragon
for the best fish you ever heard in your life.
The glowing eyes.
He got up.
Slurpee the ladle.
I will never forget that episode.
Never forget
the fucking lighthouse.
I'll never forget that episode.
That
fucking episode of Pokemon when the Dragonite comes from the lighthouse and appears through the fog is what I'm fixing right there.
And you still don't see it fully, but you can tell it's a Dragonite.
You can tell it's his outline with the glowing eyes. And it's like, that's a fucking angry Dragonite right there.
Creature of legend.
And Lance got to do something about this shit.
No.
Lance from Legend of Dragoon.
Legend of Dragoon.
Why are
they doing a remake?
Oh, doing that.
What is your story, sweetheart?
Yes, what is your story?
They're
my
doing
story
a...
is currently at the moment I am struggling with the decision to move back to New York.
Okay.
Oh.
For
my
several
my
reasons.
What part?
One of the options would be the Bronx.
Ooh, let's fucking get. We can be roommates. I'm gonna tell you this right now. You guys can have your own side of the house. I do not walk around naked. I'm always clothed.
That's fine.
And I stay in my room. Trust me, every now and then you see a lot of like wild noises and curses.
That's fine.
Came to America, lived in the Bronx.
Yes.
Right.
I would love. I've been debating on.
I mean, it's
you motherfuckers.
Can we just
it's a pilgrimage back home.
Can I really? No, like,
we're
serious,
going to
no,
the boogie down.
On serious note, if y'all are serious, let's buy a house because it's fucking expensive.
Do not tempt me.
I'm so serious.
I will tell
it
B and say, guess
home,
the fuck what?
But like a group home for misfits.
No.
I'm with this shit. Giddy up. And no, even better, we can go ahead and write it off as a business expense and say we do business out of that motherfucker.
There we go.
It just needs to
my
be a bunch
will be
of
out
people.
Of the house.
Again.
Let me know the investment.
I'm dead ass about this now. I really am.
Yeah,
seriously.
But A lot of it is based on, we are finding very, very few reasons to stay in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, like, you guys, outside of what we already have, there is a lot, and I know I say this a lot, there's a lot of bullshit here. Mm-hmm. Bullshit everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, well, I'm going to move to this place and everything's going to be automatically better. No, but it's like, New Jersey's bullshit is special. it's like that nice little, like, you're going to sprinkle some nice glittery fecal matter on your fucking cake. Here you go. Take this shit. You don't get this shit anywhere else but here. Here you go. Eat
shit sprinkles.
I mean, you got some of the worst fucking drivers in the country.
Such a great story about that, too.
And yes.
I can't tell you how many people I have met who have come from other states. And when they come up here, it's like, oh my God, what the fuck? Case in point, our old friend who used to be a part of the podcast a couple of years back. She came in from Seattle.
Oh, yes.
Didn't know what the fuck was going on. And she wasn't even driving. She was in the passenger seat. People don't use their turning signals. People walk out in the middle of the road like it's nothing. Don't even think twice. But the craziest part about here, and I realized this, we went on vacation a couple weeks back. We went to Philly. Previous episode.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Flashback.
Yes.
And horrifying.
When we got there, we realized how much we didn't belong there. Because when you're in Jersey, right, if the speed limit is 60 and you're doing 60, you're driving too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're doing 80, you're still driving too
fucking slow.
Yeah.
Way too slow.
Driving in Pennsylvania, everyone's doing the speed limit. I'm over here hitting this bitch 90 like it's nothing. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why is everybody so slow? He's like, no, you're not like slow. You're just really fucking fast. Because guess what? You're from Jersey.
Has it been us?
No, because I can tell you because
the roads would be like full and they would do this. And
no,
pretty much just going.
That's why,
yo,
like,
has it been us?
I had another one. I want to hear more.
What are you about to say, Adam?
No, I love doing it.
Gotcha.
As an artist.
Wow. I've been thrown so much nonsense. I go blind from disbelief sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Just to piggyback off of you with your experience with a client.
Yeah, client.
Right?
Goofy-looking motherfucker.
Anyway.
Strange actually assisted me in a show a couple years ago.
Yes.
Hosted a table, prints, movies, right? So I met this guy. Seemed very interested in my art. Very excited. A lot of my characters are of color and stuff like that. And he's just like, yo, this is dope, blah, 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 right? He knows the fuck I'm talking about. So peep this shit, right?
Gotcha.
So he's like, yo, I'm going to have you as my artist, bro. I'm trying to release an album, trying to do this and this. And I'm like, okay, that sounds interesting. Let me hear the music. We could talk, right? So this is months on end. I don't hear any music. I give him my email. He has my phone number. He gave a random strange young man my fucking phone number just so I could be his, like, hey.
I want to shout out Google Voice.
You met, yes, yes. Shout out Google Voice. If you have to curve the weirdos or you just have to have your own business line, sign up for a Google Voice account now.
Yeah.
Google, give us the code. You could easily put in your code LMYF for discounts with Google. We're working on it.
Love you. My soul.
Yeah, we all soldiers.
So, a couple months go by, right? He's following me on Instagram. I'm following him. Find out he works at Amazon. Wow, that's interesting. Cool. Can't be getting paid that much. He worked at Amazon. But whatever. Then he starts sending me flyers through my, like, the DMs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
IG DMs?
For parties and stuff like that either he's hosting or he's
promo flyers, yeah.
Yeah, promo flyers. There you go. And I'm just like, okay, this is interesting. I'm not coming to this. Please stop sending me these. And one day I asked him, I was like, what is this for? He was like, hold on. I got something for you. I'm like, okay, maybe some fucking music. Because, you know, I'm supposed to be designing your album.
I'm inspired by your bullshit.
right? This motherfucker starts sending me sandwiches. Pictures of motherfucking sandwiches.
Subway.
No, not like Subway, Ashley. Just sandwiches.
Like homemade sandwiches?
Just I don't fucking know if they're homemade. I don't know what
What is happening?
So weird.
What is happening?
You see, it's just
what is happening?
You see how you're saying that?
What is happening?
Money.
Wait, was he like, he's like, give me 1 second. By the way, you need to look at the fucking sandwich I just got.
I have a question. I'm sorry. What's happening?
My head is in disbelief.
This isn't me on my phone. I'm like, ooh, message, DM. It's
sandwich. It's sandwiches.
It's roast beef.
What the fuck
is this?
And not the roast beef of lore.
What the fuck is this?
Oh,
next thing you know, I get it's a turkey sandwich, and it's and I'm just like, okay, hold up. I was like, I'm done. I'm just like, yo, can you stop sending these to me? Because I don't understand what the fuck the point of this is. And he's like, this is supposed to inspire you.
Oh,
it's supposed to inspire me.
My man sent you
pictures of sandwiches.
In
order to inspire you.
Inspire me.
And also you can think of the folds of a woman.
Maybe the title was Cockney Sandwiches Album.
Here's the funny thing about that, Spencer. Here's the funny thing. We never got that fucking far.
Of course. But this is what happens. And I'm sorry because I'm on the other... I mean, I do art, but I'm on the other spectrum of the artist.
Yeah.
I'm in the art supply industry. This is what happens, and it's not an issue. It's just a learning point. With artists, they don't know how to negotiate, and since they give their heart to their work, they give their heart to the consumer, even if they're fucking full of shit.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue.
We never got that far.
Yeah, but you got into bullshit.
I didn't even know what I was feeding into.
You're right, though,
but I was feeding into it. I just didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, inspire me. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, this is supposed to be for the cover, this and this and that. And I'm like, bro, you never sent me music! How the fuck am I supposed to know what am I drawing? You're just sending me sandwiches.
But he never paid you in the first place.
Huh?
He never paid you in the first place.
He never sent me what he wanted.
Kind of told
you, you gotta drop it. Just like this motherfucker waiting until it's on 40.
Do you know what his music actually was?
No. I've never heard music from him.
I say, if it was like rap or something, maybe.
Wait, hey,
oh my god.
Hey, Ashley, listen to me. You never know, man. You never know.
That boy
could have been the next Lil Yachty.
Here's my thing. This is my thing. This is where I'm coming from with all of this, right? My first commission ever in my entire fucking life, I got in art school. It was some random kid who saw me drawing and was like, whoa, dude, that's so fucking cool. Yeah, thanks. Who are you? Doesn't matter. Thank you, right? He's like, dude, can you draw me? I want you to draw me something. I'll pay you whatever you want, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this guy? What is this guy? Get this guy the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, sure. What's up? He was like, bro, I want you to draw me a dragon. Big ass fucking dragon I could put on my wall. And it's like,
okay.
What, where is this going? Like, what type of bullshit you feel? Because I don't know. This is when I had moved to the city.
Mm.
First time ever. I don't know shit about nothing. So I'm just like, I'm skeptical about everybody and everything. So I'm just like, where is this going?
Right.
He's like, bro, charge me whatever you want. I don't care. And I'm like, really? You really want to play this game? Fuck
Let's
it.
Go.
Literally was like,
let's go.
1500. He's like, done.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Well, excuse me.
Well, clutch my pearls.
So I literally spent, go to class, go to work, do my homework on the side.
Oh, Stratus, can you grab me a Logan?
Just a little dragon. And I'm thinking of myself.
Liger, whatever. Or.
If he was a rap artist, maybe the name of the album, since he sent you a sandwich, maybe his rap album name was Bread to Bed.
You know, here's the thing about that.
Little meat.
I have been commissioned by...
No bologna.
Like, I have been commissioned by, like...
All cheese.
Amateur artists and stuff like that, right?
Okay, yeah, of course.
At the same very least...
As well with me.
No matter, like, all their demands or all the bullshit that they put you through, they have some sort of idea... that they want to execute. they give you at least enough to tell you, hey, I want a fucking fish coming out of like a fucking
anus.
Frying pan of grease or some shit. Call me fish grease. Because that was actually one dude that he actually commissioned me to do that shit.
Of course.
Paid me, but he never got it done. But I still got paid. Fuck him.
Of course. And then that's what's great. What bothers me about a lot of these people is that they don't understand that.
It's like, hey, Adonis, save my life. I live somewhere in the country. Do that.
It's like, where? Near.
Where?
Yeah.
Near where?
Oh, you film stuff? Come film me. Do what?
Oh, I love those. Walk. Oh, I love those. I was like, hey, come to this art show. Shoot this with my friends. Cool, got you. How you want this done? Oh, I'll think about it. 3 years later. Bro, you remember that thing at the art gala? Nah. All right, bet. Like, appreciate it.
It's just wild.
Thanks.
Like, it happens like
that. Yeah. Like I said, I know there's bullshit everywhere. But it's like, I've been a lot of places. At the end of the day, I found my peace. I found my life. Like, I was born in Jersey. I was raised in New York.
God, I'm sorry. Just a quick sidebar. You know, for the longest, I thought he was from Brooklyn.
Everyone thinks
that ass. I remember coming to him like, yo, I'm like, yo, you're the only other dude I know from New York that spent this much time. He's like, I'm not from New York. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I thought you were at least from Brooklyn or something.
Like, that makes me feel like, something because my dad is from Costa Rica, but he was raised in the Bronx.
That's right.
And that never left. And then he installed that in me. And we went and visited, did all of our things, you know, homages, passings, whatever. We went there multiple times.
What's that, New York or Costa Rica?
No. To the Bronx. And, you know, it's a bizarre feeling when you go back or when you experience certain things. And you're just like, all right, this is a little off kilter for me. This is partially weird. He's on his mom's lap.
You know, in general, he fucks with complete sidebar. He fucks with everybody when it comes to me. I'm like, how you doing? He gives me like a, hey. And it's like, hey guys, so what's going on? I'm just like, what did I do to you?
It's like, how are you
doing,
sir?
That's why I was like, notice me, senpai. Give me at least a wink.
I love how the dog is like,
he's just like,
how you doing today, sir? And it just turns around.
Yeah, that's what it is. You saw him just do it. He's like, how you doing? Anyway.
Mother.
It's like, who is this cur?
Talk to me. Like, literally just like that. He's like, I have a girlfriend.
Listen, Ashley, back to your story about Lil Queen of Wheat and sending you the sandwiches.
Yeah, yes, because...
All right,
Because ultimately, to put it full circle, that fucking story, you were saying about Jersey.
I'm at the point where I feel like...
I don't think we belong here. I really don't.
Basically.
I already told you guys, like, literally, you guys are my family, friends here in Jersey, among my like very few anchors here, but otherwise I could easily just, and I see that at least in the next, maybe roughly speaking, and I haven't shared this with a lot of people, at least the next anywhere from like kind of month to month now, at least in the next year and a half. So that's why I just wanted to maximize and have a beautiful New York summer in a sense, and just sort of be like, yo, let me max out as much as I can, because then I'll be bon voyaging this bitch. Come on down.
What has me feeling funny, though, is that a lot of people from here.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why is it's fucking incredibly expensive.
It's cheaper.
It's terrible. But then the weird thing is, I can tell you, though, so when I was looking at these markets from at least the span of the last 10 years, that Jersey advantage is kind of gone now. Now it almost doesn't fucking matter. It's like Jersey prices have started to reflect New York prices before.
Of course, but that's the way shit happens.
I'm planning to buy my
plane.
I remember you were mentioning that.
That's the Brooklyn of New Jersey.
The next 4 years, $100,000 to $150,000.
Yeah, because right now they did surveys and said ultimately they did a survey of a bunch of people in New York and said like, oh, well, at what average salary do you feel the most comfortable living in New York City? Like for a single person? Oh, $80,000. Easily, $80,000. Like, comfort. Yeah. They're like, hey, comfortably, meaning like you get up,
that's
you make
it?
A check, $80,000. Strangely enough, it's only $80,000. Only 80.
That's actually not as bad.
It's not as bad, but the thing is, the problem is, you just have to think about the populace of the millions of people. You're talking about maybe like a couple of hundred thousand people
that that applies to. But the mass of those other... Yeah, exactly. 4 million people in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is literally the most unaffordable housing market in the U.S.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. It's not San Fran with Silicon Valley, not L.A., Hollywood. It's fucking Brooklyn, New York. Which is why I was like, when the fuck did this happen? But now you go there, it's like... Where the fuck am I? I remember the Brooklyn of like, don't go there because you'll get robbed for all your shit and come back home naked.
Now it's like,
it's
my dad's the same thing.
I'm literally for us New Yorkers.
Come back soon, we're gonna have to
like literally for us New Yorkers, we don't even call this shit New York anymore, or we don't say we're from New York. We say we're from old New York, because old New York wasn't none of this shit. And even my pops was a diehard bleeding heart. He's just like, the culture of New York is gone because there's so many transplants from all over the place.
Brooklyn's not Brooklyn no more.
Not necessarily. It's the transplants, but it's fucking, you know, the whole diversification thing. I mean, everything where you think about where New York became popular and expanded, everything but Harlem, is the fact of a bunch of artists. It started in Tribeca.
Yeah.
You know, with Basquiat and other people. Mm-hmm. And then in our generation, us growing up, artists moved to Williamsburg, not because it was hip, but it was cheap. There was one train. Yeah. They could have their privacy.
That's exactly.
They could have their privacy. They could do their art and make a living.
I remember when I used to work at Home Depot on the 123rd. I helped this lady. She got like a shit ton of wood, a whole bunch of shit. And I'm like, are you about to build canvas? And she was like, oh my God, yes. How did you know? I'm like, I literally just built one.
I know it's at Home Depot. You're talking about the Home Depot and there's SVA.
Yeah.
Motherfucker,
because everything,
I know
like all my dorms, my classes, everything was all within that area. So I was like, fuck it. And the lady, she was like, oh my God, yes. How do you know? I'm like, I just built one. Like, my teacher made us build one.
What the fuck are we?
Well,
fucking
you know,
leftovers.
Well, you know what it is.
Not
it's the leftovers.
Leftovers.
It's the leftovers. But then, unfortunately, just like most people have said, we're like the only. Well, us and the next generation, it'll be the generation of people that have like three jobs, because they literally say the economy is getting to that point to where it's no more just that one job. It's like you got that thing, then you got that other thing you do, then you got that other thing you do to cover all your fucking bases.
Dude, most of us are gonna be working.
Well, fuck your leftovers.
Yeah.
No,
we're gonna be working until we're dead.
Yeah,
like, you know,
there's no retirement.
There is.
The only thing you can maybe do, because this is what the few financial advisors told me, they're like, get your ass into annuities as soon as you're able to get into annuities. I think at like 40, and then rack that up for like a couple of years. That's like your own 401k pension stuff. You see, only me and Fizz, we offer you financial advice as well. Right. But we are not financial advisors. We are not licensed to give you financial advice.
I am not a doctor.
Exactly.
That's like, the one thing, if you're smart, 401k, investing on you earlier. That's the only thing that's going to survive.
Like,
but nobody's going to retire. I mean,
off,
I'm epileptic. I don't have a license, but I'm paying $3,000 a month in private health insurance. And even still $600 a copay.
That shit is bull. Bananas.
So fucking doing that shit could be just as bad as living in the city.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm a small business owner.
Yeah.
That's why you just punched me in the neck.
Yeah, that's what I'm like hearing.
You gotta
like,
stay humble. That's the only way to fucking do it, is stay humble.
That's exactly what it is. You have to literally live within your means, which is the reason why it's fucked up, because as far as New York goes, and this will kind of bring a summation to the whole New York story, is they literally have said that the Bronx is the last fucking stand for gentrification. It is the last borough that has not been as like badly impacted by gentrification. But then even then, it still changed. Like, because again, you remember, I'm from the fucked up South Bronx and
look
shit.
At fucking Harlem.
So, oh, well,
in
Harlem.
The past
right.
3 years. More than Brooklyn.
Trust me. Me and my family knew it was bad, because again, most of my family, like some of them have old ties to like Black Panthers and all that shit. So these are the people that were like community leaders. They said, oh my fucking God, it's over. And they said, why do you say it's over? There's a motherfucking Starbucks on 125th.
Oh, no.
It is over. They said it's over. After that, you saw a condo. Then you saw like Gap Factory. You saw Whole Foods. And then the craziest thing is, it's not to be racist, but I knew it was weird when I started like seeing the random white people in Harlem that would look at you and then not say anything. I was like, oh, you guys are coming. Okay, got you. So you guys are here now. Got you.
Let's make our neighborhoods not safe again.
There is a hat that says "Make New York Unsafe Again."
Yeah,
it looks just like the MAGA hat. I want it so bad, but I don't want that heat. I don't want that heat, but I want it so bad because that's why I told Strange I want that old school Warriors Death Wish fucking graffiti covered everywhere in New York that I remember and brought up in. That's why I can't wait for the Joker movie.
You know, it's like
it's old New York. It's old New York to the fucking it's promise. Gonna be awesome. It's they gonna shot be awesome. A nice clip of it
in
the Bronx.
Do you know Dover, New Jersey?
Dover?
Yes. Dover, New Jersey. My pappy, Russian immigrant, grew up in Pennsylvania, went to Dover, New Jersey. Dover, New Jersey had a lot of spillover from New York. And he worked at this place called Three Brothers before he went into the Army and became a World War II veteran. And it was fucking rough. Like, that whole Joker video reminded me so much of my pappy. I was like, this is disturbing. Like, this is, like, so awful.
I it's funny because I look at that and it actually made me nostalgic. I was like, dude, I know those stairs in the Bronx. Mm. Fuck, look at all of this old shit. That's why a part of me is flashing back, but I'm like, this is fucked up because this is Gotham. I'm like, this is fucked up.
A lot of that shit was filmed in Newark.
Yeah, and the nice and parts of it were also in Newark.
Yeah. I walked by that set one night. It was beautiful.
Well, I mean, it's fucked up. Like, I mean, I'm fucked up, but I can relate to what the preview was because with my mother going through cancer and everything, and even though it's stayed now, you know, you're there. And, you know, I'm not saying they're obligated, but for what I went through and they helped me out, I want to be with them to the end. So I could relate to that scene when he was with his mother, like in the Joker preview. Because it's like, you know, it just makes you feel good and right.
It's humanizing. Lizzo did a song called Humanize, which I think applies to a lot of different types of people's situations.
I mean, that's why they say fucking mental illness is, you know, one of the number one things next to opiate addiction in America.
Yeah, and they saying it's even stronger within our generation, like millennials. I was reading this article. I was saying there are a lot of suicidal deaths among our generation.
Yeah. B's whole background is like a specialized training in suicidality. Apparently, like Boston is like almost just as bad as fucking Seattle. With it, I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. She's
I didn't
like,
expect that from.
Yeah,
Seattle,
strangely enough, she's I, like, it,
Seattle?
She's.
Yeah, it's like it's.
Oh,
really
it's very
hot. It's bad. In
it's
Seattle.
Incredibly bad in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean,
incredibly bad, like really. It's dreary as fuck.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah
it can be beautiful.
Really,
it can be nice, but I hear it's like dreary as fuck.
It's the weather does not help at all.
Not at all. So it's strange, and I hear it can range anywhere from like starting at age like 11
or England
to just up. Oh, yeah, fucking England as well, too, yeah.
I mean, I think different generations, you know, yeah, there's suicide, but it depends, you know. I feel like, and I know this is going to sound horrible and make me more of a scumbag than I am, but it seems like when you find nowadays some kid commits suicide, it's always been bullied and it's always through social media.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you think about it,
and
it's like
I
a weird
think,
advent.
This is where it makes you sound like a scumbag. It's like if somebody was bullying you through the internet, why couldn't you block them, report them, just not answer that, not look at any posts, so you don't reach that level? I fucking legally killed myself twice.
Well, you know what it is? It's the generation that we live in because the generation we're in, we were the ones that were used to the old time before the advent of social media.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, look at this weird tool.
We
went outside and played and had interpersonal relationships. Now people's entire
like
social credit
internet,
is on social media. That's why even Instagram are like, hey, we're toying with the idea that we may get rid of the whole like system because people are literally not feeling validated by their posts.
I think the best thing about this generation with social media is plain and simple. Your self-worth shouldn't be worth likes and followers.
It is. Just like fucking Black Mirror.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
You took the words out of my mouth. That's what it feels like, Black Mirror. I mean,
you know that episode in Black Mirror is actually in China. They have that social score credit system in China.
I see.
Yeah. which is creepy as fuck.
Oh, the smiling one with the likes and the
yeah, they have that established in China. They do.
Nah, you couldn't. I couldn't survive there, but I'll be knocking
people. Yeah, China's different from what I hear. I'm supposed to be going on a trip to Asia next year. I gotta really prepare for that because I heard the Chinese government, they take your phones and do all that shit. Yeah, fam. Yeah, they. I hear they take your phones and you have to use certain like state issue. Isn't that what it is?
No.
That's what I heard is that you have to be on like state issue searches there, and shit.
No, they would take your phone number, but they would block you from your phone you came over with.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, they give you a phone that you have to use. Yeah.
All this other bullshit.
Yeah, that's essentially it. To where it's like Google, no, there is no fucking Google. There's the state run Google that you have.
You know, going there with translate and shit nowadays with your phone, it was pretty easy to navigate. It was okay.
Yeah.
They're actually, you know, genuine, like, nice people.
Yeah. Figure as much. Shit.
Wait, hope.
I think we did pretty good on that.
Yes, I think we did.
I mean, now would be a good time to go ahead and thank our listeners and viewers for going and checking into what is the first edition of the what season? Fuck, we've lost track of seasons.
No, we're already in the midst of season
3, 5.
Yes,
come on,
bro. 3, 5, 6. The latest season. The latest season. Season 1 of the fucking video.
Season 1.
Of the actual recorded video. And this would be a great time to plug our sister podcast In Arms, in which they cover everything from Lay It On Us, Sister.
What season is this?
You really look up the season? I'm talking about Sanctum. Like I look forward to Sanctum because then I feel like I get to sit back and learn some shit.
So, I'm Ashley, Alexis, Carmona, this is David Strange,
hi,
my boo, one of my boos, but soon we're going to be coming back with Sanctum of the Dark Flame.
Yes.
I'm really excited to talk about this because we have a lot of new topics that I think people are going to be very interested in. One of the topics is tarot card reading.
Yes.
That's a big deal for us. Big deal in the witchcraft community. Big deal for the occult community. And personally, a Satanist, pound it. We love to do tarot card readings.
That's right.
But to break it down in different ways, I think would be fun for
fun
us.
Fun aspects to
Fun things to do.
Because each deck has different meanings for different cards.
Right.
One meaning might be good. Like in my Thrall deck, the Seven of Pentacles. What does that mean?
Seven of Pentacles. I don't have that financial responsibility right now. Don't talk to me. There are many different types of tarot decks that relate to finances, the occult,
yes.
Christianity.
Animals, birds.
Right.
Angel decks. Remember those?
Right. I was like, oh, you threw a seven at me?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes, the angel decks, the Christian tarot.
Beautiful. Oof. Hashtag, that's not our problem.
Yes, not our problem.
And we don't want anything
hashtag
to do with that. But
white people with dreads, because that's the shit that they told.
I'm sorry. I'm first generation Costa Rican.
You're of color, so it's cool. Back to the topic at hand.
It's gonna be okay because we're gonna break it down for you in our first Dark Sanctum episode. It's gonna be fucking fabulous.
That's on video.
It will happen.
Yes.
Very soon. Right now. Can't tell you anything. Supreme. De la creme.
Yes.
This Monday. All
right, the first one. That's right.
The first
one. Slurpee on a bucket.
You fuck yourself.
But yes, we'll be coming back with new episodes very, very soon with many a new topic to discuss. And we'll have the Christian right here.
Oh, hi.
The Christian girl.
Oh, we pulled her out of
that's
the
right.
Praise God.
That's right. Asking praise, questions as usual.
Jehovah, praise Allah, praise all of them.
Yes.
Monotheistic.
Abrahamic
yes, things religion, that you yes. done do with yourself.
Yes. That the kids
which is
love.
Why we love you so much. Evie is that our the kids... sacrificial lamb.
Yes.
As huge. She looks like a lamb because she's delectable and tasty and I'm just saying. That's why we have special questionnaires.
I can't wait.
So, anyways, tune in to Sanctum with the Dark Flame.
Oh my God.
Ashley, David,
hi.
We're discussing Gosh, people.
You're adopted. Anyway.
That's it. No, I'm not. Shane, send us home.
Why gotta send us home? Okay, wait.
Send us home.
Yes. I think we discussed a lot tonight on Lemme Your Fears. We had a nice discussion. Yeah.
Welcome to Lemme Your Fears.
That's right. Welcome back welcome back to our listeners. And welcome to our new viewers on the YouTubes. And OJ, keep your head up. Lord, we support you.
We do not. Don't listen to him.
And everything that you do.
And everything you do not.
And please take this time to go and consider subscribing to this channel and also getting notifications for all the weekly updates from this particular podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast and all the places
That's
which
right.
you listen to your favorite podcast. So that goes for Sanctum of the Dark Flame, which you can find, again, available on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Anchor, all the places in which you listen to your podcast, and the video version coming soon on YouTube.
Yes.
And the same doubles down for Lemme Your Fears.
That's right.
Follow us on Instagram as well. You guys are going to get Sanctum Instagram popping.
Yes, we're going to get Instagram popping.
Okay, fantastic. Because I know
we
got
have our own email if you have any questions, if you're of a pagan persuasion. We love to hear from you. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Yo, I'm going to be so much a facilitator to be stoking those flames.
Please.
Please do.
Same.
If you want to email us.
I'm going to come in and be like,
friend.
So.
That's right.
Cheers. Cheers to us. Cheers to us and our bullshit.
Please come
here to us.
Because all I got to say is this man got a black candle and he is not fucking afraid to use it.
That's right.
Right. But come to us if you actually want historical accuracy.
That's
and,
right. So email us at sanctumofthedarkflame@gmail.com.
A safe space to go ahead and discuss the occult. Is that good? That's accurate? I like that.
We're here.
There you go. There it is. And once again, I am your host for this episode of Lemme Your Fears. I'd like to go ahead and thank once again our lovely guest, Spence, on the scene.
Thanks for having me here. Fuck you.
I love this guy so bad. Seriously. Seriously. Motherfucking Adam.
Karini, graphic mercenary. By the way, Lemme Your Fears is the History Channel during the day. Sanctum of the Dark Flame is History Channel at night.
Yes!
I like it.
Hashtag, that was true. This is Ashley Alexis Carmona. No more Cavalier trick. I'm going to give you to my coven mate.
Hi, I'm David.
Sadonis, peace out.
Chief.
Wow, your real name. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
It's Evie. Bye-bye.
My boo.
And it's Ash. Who am I? I don't know. All right, later. Surprising. Later.
Later, see you.
Okay, and cut it.
And back to you, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. God, don't fucking die here.
You can die in New Jersey, okay?
Don't fucking die in New Jersey.
You won't die
peacefully. You can die in New Jersey, okay? No, it'll be perfectly fine.